Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow. Oh no. Hookers and blow.
Oh no. Oh no.
We're gonna make it snow.
Hookers and blow.
And we're back with another Elsie's Little Pickles. This one brought to you by Hookers and Blow.
Oh, I think I just stabbed my brain with a booger.
Oh my God. There we go again. So it's been an interesting week. Not.
It has.
Outstanding, but definitely interesting. And I know you got some news stories for me that you're going to lay on me. So let's, what do you say? You want to get this fucking thing rolling?
Want to do it now?
All right. Hookers and blow.
All right. Got a news story for you. Some good news. Some good news for us. Cannabis use is linked to a lower likelihood of experiencing subjective cognitive decline.
Did they go any detail on that? Or?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of detail, but I don't want to put people to sleep.
So basically it's saying that your cognitive decline is lessened with cannabis.
Particularly among middle-aged and older adults in the United States.
Well, that is going to work out well for me. I will be cognitive for quite some time.
There's a saying that eating one slice of bacon takes 9 minutes off of your life. And fuck, dude, if that were true, I'd be dead in 1695.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, my love of bacon, specifically BLTs, that would put me... Well, I should be dead already, definitely. Oh, hey. Well, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we always forget.
What are you thinking about?
I don't want to forget. It's the commercial that we don't get paid for.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
It's...
Knock it out of the park.
Sweetwater.com. Specifically... Chris Smith at Sweetwater.com for helping us get all the equipment we needed to get this started and charging us talking us out of equipment that we thought we needed, but turns out we didn't. Fantastic people. What was that?
While you're talking, I'm just going.
Oh, you're just making mouth movements. Thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So, not that, I would like to get him on the podcast, but this is not going to be that podcast. Today is not your day, Sweetwater. It's not your day, Chris Smith. But if you are looking for any musical equipment, recording equipment, any, you know, guitars, it doesn't matter what it is. If it has to do with, music or podcasting or, broadcasting, check out Sweetwater.com. Again, they don't pay us. They don't pay us. We're not making shit off of them. I'm still paying for the equipment, in fact. Thanks, Sweetwater. But it's a very rare occasion that I actually walk away, not just once, but multiple times. I've made many, many purchases from Sweetwater, specifically from Chris Smith at Sweetwater. He's taken phenomenal care of me every single time. So if you're in the market for a guitar or a bass, drums, I don't care what it is. If it has to do with creativity and equipment, check out Sweetwater.com and ask for Chris Smith.
Water.
And maybe one day we will actually have him on, but not today.
That would be cool.
Not today. All right. Back to pot, hookers and blow. I don't know why. Like, just, I don't know, just something in the intro music. When I heard it, it was like, hookers and blow. Hookers and blow. I don't know. So,
hookers and blow.
Does it say in that article if there are any other health benefits to cannabis? Like, I don't know if they've gotten to the point where they're actually doing much more research on it. I hope so.
I'm going to make something up because I already closed that window. So I'm going to say, yes, they're testing everything and
oh,
they're
great.
Smoking it too.
Oh, fantastic.
It's
so it's
being
good. It's
led
good for
by a team of Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg.
And apparently it helps with toenail growth. Which is exactly what
we
need. It
also makes your penis 2 inches larger.
Or at least appear that way because you're fucking high.
Does nothing, though, for the capability of seeing the penis over the belly.
No, no, you have built yourself quite a shed. And
what are you trying to say?
I'm just saying that you got a big, I'm saying you got a bigger belly than I do. Not by much. Actually, but
everything's bigger here, buddy.
Yeah. All right, next story.
The parents of Michigan school shooter Ethan Crumbly sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison.
What are your thoughts on that?
You know, they had multiple signs that something was wrong with him.
That's the way I
and
feel.
And then they went and bought him a gun.
Yeah, I
and I'm sorry. In no world do I see, like, oh, my kid's 15, 16. I'm going to buy him a handgun. No. I'm going to wait till my kid's 18, 19, 20, 21. You want a gun? You can get one on your own.
Well, technically, I believe you have to be 21 to buy a pistol. Yes. Or any handgun.
And I'm you know, clarifying. I'm talking handgun. I'm not talking something that you're going to use for hunting.
Right, right. Because
I'm talking a handgun.
And for those listeners who think that we might be anti-Second Amendment, that's absolutely not true. I myself own... like 18 guns or something like that. A stupid amount. Most, you know, I'd say, well, I inherited like five or six. And they don't, you know, those actually probably don't even work. Those were our uncles. But I did not trust them in the house with our cousin. You know, I mean,
well, I mean, he also did not feel safe.
No, he didn't. He didn't know that they were there. And he was like, please take these away. And I'm like, yes, I will take these away. Our cousin is a little bit challenged mentally. And, you know, I take care of him along with our father. Man, you want to talk about tough? I like it. People don't realize until you've been in a caretaker position, you don't fucking realize. I mean, it is every moment that you have free, you're getting called. And when it's, you know, half hour drive just to get there to change a light bulb, it can get a bit tough, but that's what you do for family. So back to, these people,
apparently for their family, they did the, let me get my twisted up brat a kid or a gun.
Yeah. See, that's the thing is I think that's really at the end of the day, I don't think I would have had an issue or I don't think it would have gone to court even had it been any long gun from a, you know, a 22 to a shotgun. It may have been an issue if they had bought him an AR, because that just has a negative.
Yeah, it's got a stigma.
It's got a stigma to it. I'm not opposed to ARs. I'm not opposed to any weapons. What I'm opposed to.
Do you know what AR stands for?
Was it Armalite?
Yeah, Armalite.
So, I'm not opposed to guns in any way, shape, or form, as long as you can legally purchase them, you know, even if it's different state to state, I have no problem with that whatsoever. But I do think that they really fucked up. I think they really fucked up when they bought him at 15, was it?
I think so.
A handgun, a 9mm, I believe it was. And especially, I mean, it's one thing, it's bad enough that you did that with a teenager who legally cannot own that firearm on his own or purchase it on his own. That's bad enough. But the fact that you didn't have it locked up really hardcore is the second thing. And then on top of that, they knew that I don't know how they couldn't have known that he had some issues. You know what I mean? So I want to feel bad for them in because they did not commit the crime their child did, but I don't feel bad for them because they enabled that crime to happen.
I don't mean to laugh during that. It's just the way my brain works. I call it mental mutiny. And when I asked you what AR stood for, my brain automatically filled in the blanks and it said armless reptiles. So I just pictured somebody running around with an alligator that has no legs, no arms. Just,
snap, snap, snap.
Yeah. You are ridiculous. Yeah, so they get, what, 10 to 15? And I'm guessing it's 10 with good behavior, 15 with not so good behavior.
Yeah, the minimum is going to be 10 years. They can repeal or try to, not repeal.
Appeal.
Appeal. It's kind of like the Southern version of saying you got to go appeal.
I think they will try to appeal it. I don't think that they'll win on the appeal, though. It's kind of like, what's his face? One of the Trump guys who has to do 4 months, and he was like a week in. What's his name? Navarro. Peter Navarro.
Yes, Peter Navarro.
Apparently, he's already...
confused with Dave Navarro from...
No. Totally different Navarros. I guess he's already, like, pissing and moaning that he doesn't like the circumstances in which he has to be. And it's like, well, that's called jail. And that's because you fucked up. And sorry, sister. That's just the way your life is going to be for the next 4 months. And I'm sorry. It's only 4 months. You should be happy. I don't have any sympathy for Navarro. Do you?
He has such a punchable face.
Oh, God, yeah.
His attitude alone just says, somebody throat punch me.
It's interesting because not only has Navarro got a punchable face, but that ex-general, Flynn, same thing. Flynn. Yeah, I mean, just you want to fucking hit him. Forget knowing anything about him. They just have that.
I would like to see both of them fall into deep holes that are filled with dildos ass first. Just saying.
Okay, so that's a visual I never expected to hear, and I just need a moment to process that. A deep hole filled with dildos, and they're thrown in ass first.
Ass first.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be nice and give him a little bit of lube, but that lube's going to have some sand in it.
Okay. This show's taking a total left turn. didn't see any of that coming.
Well, just remember, two wrongs do not make a right. However,
three rights make a left.
That's right.
I don't know if you wanted that one or if you were setting me up for it, but I thought
I was setting you up for it.
Yeah, I don't. I think my only concern with their sentencing, the 10 to 15 years, based on being convicted for a crime that their kid committed, is not that I'm opposed to it. I think that they were in the wrong. I think they deserve punishment. I think that this is probably appropriate, you know. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know much about the legal system. I don't know how penalties are set, but it seems, or at least it feels like, all right, well, you guys, because even the judge was saying like they did not show any remorse and they kept trying to pawn it off on other people. But at the end of the day, you guys agreed to buy the weapon. You guys agreed to buy the ammo. You guys agreed to let your child have access to it. So I'm kind of thinking, you know, they deserve what they got.
And this surely will have repercussions moving forward.
Well, it's the precedent.
For future. Yeah. It sets a precedent.
So then I think, okay.
Did you hear that, Supreme Court?
Yeah. Like they know what a precedent is at this point. They're so fucking corrupt. The Supreme Court of the United States is fucking corrupt under any. And this isn't even like right versus left. It's like, what the fuck is going on there? All those things that you guys swore to when you were being, when you were being, went through your,
confirmation,
all the questions that you answered in one way and now act completely different. I don't know. Here's the sick part. It's not just the federal Supreme Court that I think is kind of fucked. They just dropped the, Arizona Supreme Court just dropped.
Correct.
That. They're going back. What was it, an 1870 law is what they're going to?
I don't know. Let me check on that. But I believe further restricts abortion, enforcing a near total ban.
Yeah, like the only way you can get an abortion is if the mother's life is at risk, and we've already seen how that plays out in Texas.
Yeah, it's from a law that goes back to 1864.
1864. So women in Arizona, your reproductive rights have been rolled back to 1864.
Now, refresh my memory here. What were women's rights like back in 1864?
You had the right to breathe. I think that was it. I think that was the only right they had.
That might be it.
I think breed and breathe. They were big into the bees. I think you had the right to cook dinner for your family. And if you didn't have a family, you had the right to do laundry for strangers or neighbors. So
I don't even think that you had the right as a woman, if your husband died, to take the property.
No, I don't think you did.
I don't think you did.
I don't think you had the right to an opinion. I'm pretty sure you didn't have the right to paint your toes. What else would... I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. And so if if Arizona can roll back reproductive rights to 1864, you said?
1864. I do believe that is the year that the Civil War ended.
You might be right on that. I believe you are right. But if you go 1864 to today and all those other rights, I don't know, like voting...
Well, I'm sorry. The Civil War ended in 1865, unless you live in the South today.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Supreme Courts of this country, whether they're on a state level or the federal level, I do think that the Supreme Courts are unwittingly handing the election to Biden. I just don't think that there are more women who are out there that are anti-abortion under any circumstance. So that's the thing.
What they need to do is there's so much they need to do. You would think that the Democrats would try to mobilize more female voters right now. They should seize upon this and truly make it a vocal issue, because I feel like not a lot of people are talking on the left. Not enough.
Maybe not enough. I mean, you definitely going to what you now refer to as Twix, which is Twitter slash X. So on
Twix,
you definitely see in the feeds, you'll see a lot of pro-life, not necessarily all women, but you do see women that are pro-life. You see organizations that are pro-life, and then you see the evangelical pro-life aspect.
Sorry. I can't help but chuckle when I hear the word evangelical.
Why is that?
Because they are so full of shit.
Well,
absolutely full of shit.
Well, we know that because we grew up in that shit. But perhaps you care to explain.
Well, as an evangelical, it's frowned upon with adultery. It is frowned upon to lie, to mislead people. And they're putting this, well, I call him Trimple Thinskin. And they're putting him on a pedestal as this candidate, getting some event. There are evangelicals out there that are like, I cannot support this guy whatsoever. And I give you props. But there are some people out there that are still promoting this guy. A known, and I am saying he is a court convicted fraudster. He's lost, you know, recently a few court cases, but this stretches back to the 70s, the 80s, where he's been convicted of fraud, of discrimination, and he's lied to three wives. He's cheated on three wives. He's lied to people who have purchased things from him. But this guy is telling his crowd, his cult, the truth. Give me a fucking break.
I would add to that, that's not actually, and I'm saying this for the listeners, that's actually not a political view you're taking.
No. Before he ever ran, I did not like him.
You same as me. I didn't like him beforehand. Going way back into the 80s, you know, late 80s, all through the 90s, like even when he was, you know, chirping about running as a Democrat or came across as more liberal, I didn't like him. I've always said, like, there is something about Trump that you just feel like you need to check your wallet. You know, like
always,
if he wasn't, you know, a quote unquote billionaire, real estate mogul, all that, I think he could have just as easily been a pickpocket in New York City. I think he was always going to grift. I think he was always going to scam. And I don't, again, it wouldn't matter if he was a Democrat, I'd say the same thing. I just don't think he's a good person. I don't think he's a good human.
My first anything I heard about Trump came from the 1980s. I've always enjoyed sports, and I remember seeing it on TV, his involvement with the USFL. I do believe.
Yeah, where he had the football name.
Yeah, the Generals is what they were called. I'm dragging my brain. I think it was the New Jersey Generals. I almost said the New Jersey Devils. No, the New Jersey Generals, and the lawsuit he brought, you know, from the NFL. Just, he destroyed the USFL. And ever since then, I just don't like the guy.
Well, it's kind of his MO, though, across the board. I mean, even with his Truth Social going public, which is losing money fucking right and left from what
it hit 2 billion that he's lost?
I don't know if it has.
I know it was over a billion. But he's also suing the co engineers, the people who designed it with him, supposedly.
Well, it closed at 37 and some change, so 37.47. At its peak, it was at 66.22. I just think, and like I said, it's interesting because immediately he tries to screw the partners.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe I don't know enough about the story because I just don't care. I just find it funny that he's suing immediately after it's gone public. You know what I mean? Like, is that the smart thing for you to be doing?
I did learn that they're actually suing him back.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, good luck. He's tough.
We're talking about a man who found a way to bankrupt a casino.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but I mean, I think it goes beyond that. Like, we have to look at this. There's been nothing in his past at all that has gotten his base. And we'll call that, you know, I mean, whether you call them, you know, ultra megas, magas, whatever you want to call them.
Maggots.
There's nothing that he can do wrong. Like, it doesn't seem like there's anything. They just are about, what can we do to own the libs?
Have you seen the video where they're calling for him to become a dictator?
I haven't seen that one, but I
oh yeah, there's quite a few.
It doesn't surprise me. You know what I mean? I think that's really,
you want to talk about a slap in the face of every military personnel, let alone those who have died for this country.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is the ultimate slap in the face.
That's what you get when the uneducated are, you know, when you poke them. And they felt poked because Obama was black, I think. I do believe that there's a large group of them. And even if you take Obama being black out of it and you completely remove race, there was something about Obama that made them go towards Trump. Okay. What that is, I don't know. I'm not going to speculate even. However, with that kind of mentality, if you don't know how government works, if you don't understand how it's different than business, if you don't understand that there are checks and balances, and if you get to the point where you think, I just want one guy to raise his hand and say, get this done and it's done. Well, that's how Trump appears. He appears like the guy who says, I'll burn everything down just so that I can hold up my hand and say, do what I say. And I think that there is a group, you know, a large group of people in the world, not just in the United States, and this goes worldwide, that like a dictator. They like it. They think it's a good thing. They don't understand what it really means right now. But at this point, with their limited understanding of what a dictatorship and what it means to live under a dictatorship or a monarchy, because some of them are like, well, let's make him king. Let's make him a dictator. Let's make him whatever. There's just, it's a lack of understanding. And I don't fault them for that. I fault the education system, which means I fault actually our past legislators, because the whole idea of public school, the whole idea of Department of Education is to create a standardized way of making sure that everyone who goes from kindergarten to 12th grade is able to, in some form or another, participate in society at least a bare minimum level. And I don't think that the schools did it. I think God, I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but I would say that it probably was from the mid-70s, if not before that, but definitely from the mid-80s all the way through. You know, the level of giving a fuck about education really came down to what can we afford.
Well, they really tried to train kids how to take a test and pass it rather than
exactly
actual giving knowledge.
Right. So it was literally, and again, that goes back to standardized testing. I think was a horrible idea, but there does have to be some level of standardization.
Yeah.
So that you know that the richest states and the poorest states, the lowest level students are at least going to have the ability to enter the world with a base knowledge. I don't think that happened for a very long time, and I would definitely blame standardized testing, but I do think that there needs to be, unfortunately, some standardized testing. the problem is when you teach to the test and not teach for them to learn. And I think that there definitely could be more, and I don't blame the teachers. You know, I don't blame the teachers at all. I mean, this is all a top-down thing. But we've got a lot of very, very ill-equipped people that grew up, you know. I mean, I always laugh that Gen X is the last great and tough generation. But we were also part of that generation that the system failed. I think at
miserably.
Least, yeah, I think they did. I think that it wasn't made a priority, because at that point, you know, you're talking late 80s, early 90s, there was still this idea that everyone was going to get out and work for GM or one of the big three, in our area at least, or you were going to be a tool and die man. So you didn't need that stuff. But those guys are the same guys that are going to the Trump conventions and rallies and voting for Trump. And it's because and I don't even blame them. You know, they feel like they're getting fucked. They go to the grocery store, the gas station. I got a couple of friends that they literally go, I don't care about policy. I don't care about anything. All I know is that gas is more expensive and groceries are more expensive. That's all I know. And that's like, that's where, and they think that the president, whoever that may be, controls that. And they don't. They just don't.
Have you ever seen the Michael Moore film, We're to Invade Next?
No, not that one. I haven't.
I definitely recommend it. I'm in the middle with Michael Moore. There are times where I just find him a little
He's too annoying. Far. He's too much. He's too much.
And it's a wonderful film. And it's basically a travelogue. Where he travels the world, where countries succeed at a particular area where the U.S. is failing. And
well, it's an interesting concept.
Yes. And it isn't just to showcase it. It is to show how it works. What are they doing right? And in France, they showed school meals. And
They eat like fucking amazing. The school meals, if I'm not mistaken, yes. In France, right? Like,
yes,
like it's gourmet.
Well, gourmet-ish, but healthy. Everyone eats, and they don't pay for it. They don't pay for it. If you didn't hear me, as in, it's a free meal. Everyone is treated the same, from the best schools to the poorest schools. It's the same across the board.
I think that's makes sense. The kids gotta eat.
In Finland, they showcase, because the levels of education in Finland are supreme. They far surpass that of the United States. They're consistently in the top five, and when it comes to education, and you know, they almost never have homework. If they do, it's about a half hour's worth. There's no standardized testing, but it's a different method, but it's working.
Yeah, and I don't know what the resistance is to look at the other countries' programs that work and go, oh, we can just do that. We don't even have to, like, we don't have to start from scratch. We can just yes. do... Let's try that. Let's, even if you only did it as a pilot program in, let's say, 5 or 10 states, or one fucking state, I don't care. But mm-hmm. when you see the opportunity to make what your problem is better, and all you have to do is go, how'd you do that? Hold on, I'm taking notes. And can you help us to understand that? Because we want to implement what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Then it's just the money.
In Portugal, they highlighted how they decriminalized all drugs, but made it so that if you are basically being arrested for a particular drug, they're not arresting you. They're getting you help. They make it an open door policy where you have a problem, come to the police department. We'll help you get set up in a drug program. Their universal health care. In Iceland, they showcased women's rights and how, much like the U.S., when we had a banking problem and we bailed out the banks, Iceland had a banking problem and they jailed the bankers.
Yeah, none of our bankers got fucking held accountable. They got golden parachutes. They got, what else they get? They got bonus programs. They got, I mean, I get why Trumpers and MAGA are pissed. You know what I mean? Like you can't, but see, here's where I get a little confused. I get it. You're pissed that during the financial crisis that we bailed out the bankers, we bailed out the automotive industry, we bailed out this, that, and the other thing. Okay. Now, here we are all these years later, and you're pissed because why? Oh, because they're talking about trying to bail out student loans. Well,
yeah.
You think in the short, this is my problem, I think, with MAGA and Trumpers. It's the inability to see the difference between a short-term pain and a long-term benefit.
Yes.
Okay? Like that.
And it's the perception that something could be free. Why should somebody be handed something when I had to work so hard?
Right. And again, to a degree, I understand that. But I also look at it and I go, well, wait a minute. If you remove, so let's say, for example, this would be an example of short-term pain that you really don't even feel, okay, versus long-term benefit. No one, if they just got rid of and forgave every student loan, 100%, doesn't matter. From this point, you know, from today back until eternity, every student loan is forgiven. Okay. The amount of money that would cost the taxpayers versus the amount of money that would actually go back into the system. Buddy, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you are going to get a lot more over the long term of people taking that money and putting it into your business, buying the cars that you build, buying the coffees you make. You know what I mean? Like there is just, it's surprising, in my opinion, it's surprisingly stupid. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not an economist. I don't understand the economy. I don't understand all that shit, but I do believe that let's say, let's say $5 billion. Okay. What do you think that $5 billion in those people's pockets are going to do? They're going to go out and spend it. They're going to go buy a house. They're going to buy a car. You know what I mean? Because, you know, typically a student loan payment's, you know, what, $330, $350 a month, I think is kind of where they cap it at. So,
you know,
if you have $300, $400 more a month that you can spend, whether that's at fucking Walmart or whether that's on a lease or whether that's on, you know, adding, you know, buying a house that's a little bit bigger because your second or third kid needs a bedroom, that seems a lot better than just perpetually holding these people to ridiculous debt that shouldn't have been there in the first place.
On top of higher education, there needs to be, and I preach this all the time, an emphasis on trade schools. You want to return to the production of the 40s and the 50s?
Yeah.
Get trades involved. Get them involved in school.
I agree 100%. But see, again, isn't that where they made the cut? At least in my memory, I remember all the trades getting cut. Like if a millage didn't pass, there was going to be a trades class that was not going to be available next semester.
Yeah, trades, art classes, music classes.
Arts, music, choirs, bands, anything that they thought was not basically reading, writing, and arithmetic or STEM. Yes. Okay? But the fact of the matter is if you have 1,000 students that come through a high school for a particular grade, so let's call it freshman year, you got 1,000 freshmen. How are you supposed to keep them all engaged? Now, you know going into it, you're going to have a percent that under any circumstance, they're not going to be engaged. They're not going to be productive citizens. They'll get, if they get their diploma, which they probably won't, but if they get their diploma, the best they're probably going to do is, you know, welcome to Walmart. Here's your cart. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need those people too. But how are you supposed to get the potential genius engaged if they're not into STEM or, you know, so like geniuses come in many different shapes and forms. And sometimes they're an actor. Sometimes they're a performer. Sometimes they're a musician. And sometimes it's just having those programs available, like music and arts and, you know, you name it, wood shop, metal shop, having that available for them to discover and to become fascinated with, that might be just enough to get them to continue to do their English, math, and, you know, government and all those other classes that maybe they're not really mentally set for. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I think that there are people who are just more creative types and maybe need the opportunity to find out how to express that creativity. And that could be learning how to be artistic with Photoshop. You know, it doesn't have to be like, you know, you're sitting in a art class, you know, drawing pictures or creating, you know, whatever.
Ashtrays.
You know what I mean? Like everyone looked at those classes and thought that, well, that, you know, that's just a blow off class. You know what I mean? Even though it was required, even parents would be like, well, see if you can get, instead of taking that class, see if you can take another math class. I think I told you about this once. I got into it with at a orientation. This father stood up and he was telling tell my daughter she doesn't need to take woodshop. She needs to take another math class to be, you know, effective in this world. And I was like, dude, no, that's crazy. This is the time. Your daughter is. What if that's her talent? What if that's her passion? What if that's her drive in life? She discovers it, and she's fortunate enough to discover that in 9th or 10th grade or 11th grade. Even if it's not what she does for a living, maybe that becomes her passion, and that's what she does in her free time. You cannot find happiness without participating in experiences. Like, you can't find what you like if you never try anything.
Correct.
Anyway. I always try to be sympathetic and empathetic to those who are, like, hardcore Trumpers because I do see where they're coming from, but they don't see where they're going. They don't seem to understand or are so committed to this at this point that they can't admit they're wrong, even if they know it. But he is a grifter. Like, no, for as bad as Biden is as a candidate, I think fucking Biden's a horrible candidate. I think Trump's worse. Because he's lying to his own people, and sadly they're whether they know it or not, they're just eating that shit up. But to get back to the point of November and what happened with the Supreme Court in Arizona, their decision. I think it's going to be hard. I think the Republicans are, I don't think it's going to go as well for them as they think. I
hope it doesn't.
I really honestly think that the abortion issue is going to be their bane. I think that they ran on it for 50 fucking years. They caught the car. They're the dog that caught the car, and they haven't won an election since. Like, they're not doing so hot with the record since Roe was overturned. I don't think it's going to get any better, especially as these individual states, their Supreme Courts keep coming down with rulings like that one. It's going to be a tough road. And not impossible, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, if ever the Republicans or Trump had an opportunity to win, I think it's because of Biden being the Democratic candidate at this point. He's too old, in my opinion. He doesn't. The State of the Union gave me a little bit of hope, but I'm running a little thin thinking that he's going to make another 4 years. How about you?
I have my doubts.
I think
ultimately what is needed, we need different candidates.
Definitely, on both sides. I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's two pieces of shit, and you're just trying to figure out which one's drier to pick up with your bare hand.
You're trying to pick up a piece of shit from the clean end. It just doesn't happen. And there are things that I give Biden credit for. There's also things that I'm just like, oh, dear Lord. Oh, my Odin. It's just, it's kind of, there are times where I feel like it is a slap in the face of Americans. These two, again, some new blood is needed. And,
yeah, and that's where,
how about a debate that isn't sponsored by NyQuil?
Yeah, I mean, you can leave it at... You know what I mean? Because I think that that's collectively where the voting base is. Unless you're MAGA and super pumped about Trump, I think the rest of the country is just like, can't we have an actual choice? I mean, yeah. We've already done this one. We've already played this game. And we know it's going to happen if the results are the same. You know? Yeah. But again, all I'm saying is that I think that this continuous state by state, as the rulings come down, as the laws come down, as they get changed, as they get, you know, debated and then enforced, I think that I think it's going to be a rough road for the Republicans overall.
I think it's going to be a rough road for every American.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I see no good coming.
No. No, I know we've said that before, though. It's like, what good? I mean, so you got on the Republican and Trump side, you've got hardcore evangelicals. I mean, again, this goes to, in my opinion, lack of education. You had within, 4 days, I think it was, you had the Statue of Liberty get struck by lightning twice. Pretty fucking amazing pictures of that, by the way. Then you had the earthquake in New York, New Jersey area, right? Was it in New Jersey as well, or just New York?
New York. It was spelled as far away as New Jersey. I did not feel anything.
Okay. And then you had the solar eclipse.
Much like my wife says all the time.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't know you knew. And then you had the eclipse, right? Which we yes. are referring to as the epicalypse. But prior to yes. the apocalypse, or prior to the apocalypse, to the eclipse, they were calling, like, there was so much talk about, oh, the rapture's here, the rapture's coming, apocalypse, this is the apocalypse, this is Revelations, God's telling us he's not happy because he struck the Statue of Liberty with lightning and then gave New York an earthquake, and now we're going yeah. to have the eclipse. It is the trinity of evil signs. And then Fox News had, well, the rapture is actually supposed to happen on April 23rd, according to this numerology guy or person or whatever. I am just amazed by how much people, especially the religious people, seem to want the end of the world.
Well, first of all, the lightning striking the Statue of Liberty, which is not that uncommon.
No, it happens a lot.
Yeah, let's face it. Let's be honest. Thor wanted a slice of New York pie. it's nothing more than that. There will always be another apocalypse. Get out your apocalypse trader card for your next stamp. It's been going on since the first century.
Your card so you can get your stamp. If you get all...
And the 10th apocalypse is free. you don't need two coins for that, you know, at the River Styx. It's just, you know, you've been through enough.
See, that's the thing. Like, it was all over social media, and having lived through Y2K, having lived through 2012 with the Mayan calendar, I kind of was like, all right, fuck it. Let's have it. Let's see it.
Just to clarify, do you know how many apocalyptic events there have been recorded?
No.
There have been over 500.
Where people thought it was going to be the apocalypse, or?
Yes. The true number is between 500 and 1,000. But recorded, like, actual dates.
Going back to,
I believe it was 66 to 70 AD, when... the Jewish uprising, they fought the Romans, was going to be the final end time battle, which would bring upon the arrival of the Messiah. Simon Bar Dior, something like that. Simon authorized
coins
to be minted. And Simon said, and they did not, you know, nothing happened.
Well, people, I think, forget too that. Just because you discover Revelations this year doesn't mean that it hasn't been written that way for a long time. Like, there's this idea, and we obviously touched on this in a couple of other episodes about this idea of it's like a cult of death and a cult of wanting bad things, like people in general. But specifically when you get into the religious sects.
I have a multiple question for you.
Okay.
What branch of people tend to prophesize the most of, well, I would say 99.9% of apocalypses? Your choices are everyday people. B, Christians, or C, Christians. Well, I should say religious people, and then C, religious people.
I'm going to go with Christians mainly, religious in general, but
religious
of the religious, the Christians are definitely very much trying to push that. And
generally, like it's just Christians followed by Israelites, Jewish people, Hebrew,
and then
followed by
Muslims.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like I said, I mean, no matter how you look at it, all of the Abrahamic faiths, religions, ideologies, it's just rooted in when is this going to end? It can't end fast enough. How can we make people afraid of that end? You know, I mean, like even
as recently as 2000, January 1st of 2000, Y2K bug aside, it was predicted by Jerry Falwell and the ever great prophet, whatever you want to call the dude, the psychic, Edgar Cayce, that it would be the second coming would occur in the year 2000. And I don't mean to spoil this for anybody who hasn't watched history. It didn't happen.
No. I would get a kick out of it if it did happen. I would love for Jesus to come back. Because I have a really strong feeling that those who think that they're doing what he wanted would find out quickly that they were wrong. You know what I mean? Like if Jesus did exist, if which I don't buy into it anyway. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Jesus existed. He comes back. Do you think, honestly, I don't care what church, that he's going to walk in and be like, yeah, no, this is exactly what I was talking about.
You all fail. There will be no rapture today.
Yeah. Like, I do think that there would be a lot of people going, you know, kind of like kicking the ground going, oh, man, he didn't rapture me. I guess I have some life choices I have to make. I just don't.
First of all, we need to disseminate the idea of the rapture. The rapture never appears in the Bible. Never appears in the Bible. It popped out of the 1600s from, oh, guess who? American Puritans. They held the belief that that believers would be caught up in the air and await judgment on earth. Sorry.
Didn't happen. Not going to happen.
Although I do have fun visions in my head of people floating in the air waiting and Jesus just walking by with a stick. Nope, not you.
Nope.
Nope, not you. Nope. You know what? I'm not taking anybody.
Well, again, you know, it's just hard for me to wrap my head around something that is clearly Bronze Aged best attempt at many things, but ultimately just doesn't work out. You know, it just doesn't work out. And I get it.
I always try to associate for people. Okay. This is what you believe, is true. How would you like Bronze Age medicine performed on you? Because they believe this is how it should be done. Would you want Bronze Age medicine?
No, I think I'm going to pass on that shit.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know. But I get why they did it. You know what I mean? I get why religion exists. Religion exists for the same exact reason, you know, Planet Fitness exists. People don't... Well, this is a big leap. How are you going to make this jump, Steve? Well, I'll tell you. In both cases, people are participating in the activity because ultimately what they're afraid of is death. So if they can keep their body in better shape And not that I'm opposed to working out. I think you absolutely should because it keeps you healthier longer. However, it doesn't change the fact that we're all dying. I hate to break the news to you. It's a zero-sum game. You don't even get to bring pictures with you. Okay? So, no, it's just going to happen. Now, the difference is that the person in the gym is working against the physical decay. The person in the church is trying to work against the moral decay and trying to figure out how do I play this bingo card in a way that gets me through the pearly gates that I've been promised?
And G42. I'm sorry.
But I think what they forget is no one knows what happens after you die.
Nobody really knows. I-70.
But more importantly, you asshole, more importantly, no one can tell you how to get to heaven. You can claim my religious book or your religious book or this religious book or this old text or whatever, but it was all made up. You have to be willing to understand and accept that. So there's no clear path. Now, regardless, let's say you have it figured out. Okay, go ahead. You got a question, you said?
Yeah. What is heaven? What happens when you get there?
I think heaven is what you think of it. Like, if heaven exists, whatever you think it is, that's what it is.
I have been told that heaven is being in the presence of God and just basking in his glory. I can think of no worse fate than that.
I'm not a sunbather. I have very sensitive skin. I burn easy. Why would I want to bask in that glow? I am going to have to put 1,000 SPF on, and I'm still probably going to get a little toasty. I was having a conversation with Dad, okay? And I was trying to explain to him. This is, you know, because he went to the doctors and he got good news and he got some not so good news. And he was very focused on the not so good news. And I'm like, well, when do you go to that not so good news doctor? He's like, a couple weeks. I go, so you don't know if that's not good news. You're assuming it's not good news. I said, so in the meantime, what you're going to do, because it's the same thing that mom did, you're going to think of every worst case scenario between now and 2.5 weeks from now. You're going to waste all of that energy and all of that time being upset about something that you have no idea whether it's true or not. You don't even know what it could possibly. You just know that that thing could be a bad thing, but you don't know that you have it. You don't, you know that you are on the path of having issues with this and that, but you don't know that it's definitive yet, and you don't know that it can't be treated with medication. You don't know that it can't be treated however, right? I said, so what's the difference between you and me? And he goes, about 30 some odd years. I'm like, well, yeah, but I'm still on the back nine, okay? I'm not as far on the back nine as you are. I've got a few more holes to play. But I'm still on the back nine with you. Okay? Which means I have a choice. I can wake up every day recognizing the fact that I'm on the back nine. And, whether it's a health reason, whether it's this, that, what, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm closer to death than I am to birth. Now, I can live my life worrying about that, or I can just live my life. And if you just lived your life, you're more likely to find yourself in a circumstance where you're enjoying your day. Today I saw a robin.
Hold that thought 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 13.
Well, thank you. But Like today I saw a fucking robin, and I just saw it for, you know, 30 seconds or whatever, but I'm like, oh wow. And I was actually able to enjoy that moment. I'm sorry, not a robin. It was a cardinal. And, this is what I'm trying to explain to Dad. I'm trying to explain to him, look, it doesn't matter how young and healthy you are or how old and frail you are. You could step off the curb at any point in between those two things and get hit by the bus. Now, the difference between the mentality of thinking always about, oh, this is bad, when you don't have all the information, I'm like, look, how do you want to spend your last few minutes? Do you want to spend your last few minutes going, God, all I do is worry about getting hit by a bus, and then all of a sudden you're hit by a bus? Or do you want to spend your last few minutes going, hey, look at the ass on that one, and then get hit by the bus? I go, I know how I'd rather go. I'd rather be looking at the ass on that one and then get hit by the bus. And that way, my last thought was a happy thought. And that's why I say, like, gyms and churches, or, you know, religious institutions, they're kind of the same thing. They're just working on different parts of people's fear. And everyone seems to be afraid of, at least lately, some sort of apocalyptic event, whether that's God involved or whether that's other governments involved or whether that's our government. Like, I can't take it anymore. I'm not buying your eclipse is the sign of the apocalypse. I'm not buying that the 23rd of April will be the end of the world or there will be a rapture. I'm not buying 2012. I'm not buying year 2000. I'm not buying these things anymore because I've lived through enough of it to realize life just keeps going. It just does, with or without you. It is, no matter how much you think you're important to this world, as soon as you're gone, you're gone, and the world keeps marching forward.
On the Book of Faces, I did offer a couple of times throughout all of these apocalypses, end times, that I respect their belief that there will be a rapture. I will not be going with them. However,
even if I'm asked, by the way, even if I was asked, yeah, even if the rapture happens, Jesus is like, hey, you know, take my hand. I'll be like, no, I see the company you keep. I'm not. No.
But I wanted to put out the offer that, you know, I would not be going with them, but, they can feel free to message me and sign over their vehicles and land and houses. I'll take care of them.
I'll just be the caretaker.
You know how many people message me for this offer?
None. Because they don't have the courage of that conviction. No. You know, I honestly believe if you have the courage of your convictions, and if you think, hey, you know what, let's put it out there. If you think that the numerologist that reported to Fox News that April 23rd was going to be the rapture, and you are confident that you are such a good Christian that you will be raptured, please reach out to us, elsieslittlepickles@gmail.com, so we can make sure that everything that you do own is properly taken care of. That includes bank accounts, property, vehicles that are paid off, because I'm not interested in taking on your car note. But mainly your mainly your bank account and properties.
Yeah.
Your
pets. I'll take care of your pets. I love animals.
Well, you can do that. I'm not going to.
I'll have all that land. I'll have my own little refuge.
Well, if we did it that way, where we took a lot of property and just created, like, you know, the world's best dog and cat park. Okay, yeah. All right. We can do that. But that's going to come at the expense of their houses being sold. That's going to come at the, you know, their bank accounts, their savings, their 401ks. That's really what we want to talk to you about more than anything is your long-term savings. Any stock, any investments, just reach out to us.
Reach out to us, please.
ElsiesLittlePickles@gmail.com. Not a lot of time left.
Yeah, I mean,
now in the 23rd. I mean, it's coming.
It's coming quick.
And even after the 23rd, let's say you think, well, they had the date wrong. You can still sign even after the 23rd. You can still sign over your investments, your bank account. You can keep your house until the rapture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we're not trying to kick you out of the house.
No, we're not sharks.
You know,
we're thinking of you.
We want you to know that even though we don't agree with your belief system, we still love you as a human.
Yeah.
And we are willing to take on the responsibility of your investments and any property that you own outright and any vehicles you own outright, houses, gold. We're willing to take gold. I don't think you have an issue with that.
No, not at all.
Not a big fan of silver, but you know what?
Hey, you know,
it's the rapture.
I'll take the silver. It's cool.
It's the rapture.
Cool. Yeah.
I don't think
I just want to make sure all your bases are covered.
We're looking out for you, listener. We just want to make sure
we could join you, but we want to make sure that all of
this, I think people don't understand. This is the sacrifice that we're willing to make. For our fellow man.
We are trying to make the sacrifice.
This is how deep we love our fellow man. You could call us humanists, even. But we know we're not going to make that cut.
We are just shepherds.
And all we want to do is shepherd your money from your account, your investments from your accounts, your gold bars, your silver bars, your whatever, coin collection.
I would even be willing to once a week sit down and pray to you to let you know what your futures have given us afterwards.
I will not, but that's why I have you. You always pick up the pieces. You know, I mean, let's face it.
I try.
I really grab a lot in life. I really try to balance a lot of different things. I'm juggling a lot of balls.
I can't promise it'll be on a Friday or a Saturday that I do that because.
But it'll be during the week sometime.
Yeah, probably during the week once I wake up.
Yeah, yeah, but not on Wednesday. That's your God's day.
Yeah, Wednesday. Well, even Thursday. So that's Thursday.
Yeah.
Maybe on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah, you know what? I would
maybe between 2:35 and 2:37.
I would go for Tuesday about 2:37. Okay. That's your best time to pray. For them.
If I'm awake, I will.
And you know, the thing is you also got to ask yourself, okay, well, that's the rapture, but that's not an apocalypse. That's just a rapture. And then if you have an apocalypse on top of the rapture, and it kind of depends on what kind of apocalypse or what kind of apocalypse is it, a zombie apocalypse?
Well, with apocalypse, I'm not so worried. Because the actual meaning of apocalypse is an end for a new beginning. So I welcome this apocalypse because it'll just be a new beginning with your money.
Right. But that new beginning could be a zombie apocalypse. So now it's a zombie new beginning.
I have plans if there's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we all have plans, don't we? I think.
Oh, there. I told you.
Don't say that.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
No, because that's literally your idea is one of the best ideas I've ever heard. Like, legit. Like, I thought I had my shit planned out if things went sideways. And then I heard your plan. And I was like, oh my God, that is so much easier, so much better, and so much more secure. No, but why would you? You know what I mean? Like, why would you? And really, at the end of the day, why would we think about a plan for the apocalypse anyway, zombie or otherwise?
And just to update you without revealing my plan too much, I found a new one that's like right nearby.
Oh, okay.
And has a nice river next to it.
So
fresh water.
Fresh water, yes. Yes. So I don't know, man. I think that between the Crumblies getting, you know, 10 to 15, Arizona, Supreme Court, fucking women out of their rights back to 1864, the election, the apocalypse.
Think about it. 1864, there wasn't even electricity. You had to walk in dirt roads full of horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
leg, oh,
hey,
we got to cut
look,
it off. Rub your hand. Oh, we got to cut it off.
To every woman who voted for Trump in 2016, congratulations. You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You got what you fucking wanted. Now, don't get angry when we say, shut your fucking mouth. Take those shoes off and go fix us some fucking food. Because that's the way it was in 1864.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm glad you got what you wanted, ladies, that voted for Trump. You know, I gotta stop for a second because that sounded so, it felt dirty coming out of my mouth. You know what I mean? Like, just saying that.
Like, it felt like you had turds falling out.
Oh, my God. Wow. It was horrible. That was horrible. I never want to have to say shit like that. It's so demeaning. It's so crazy to me. Like, if you say that shit, get your fucking ass in the kitchen and barefoot and pregnant and fix me fucking dinner, you bitch. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to fucking hit
you. You say that and you've got a grin on your face, which means that you're trying not to laugh.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Yes.
It's so ridiculous. It is so unbelievably ridiculous that they were able in one state to take the women of that state back to 1864. You want to talk about an apocalypse? There's your fucking apocalypse.
My next question is,
fucking no.
If all of this comes to pass, what point do we start making lists of, you know, women that we just, you know, capture? Like, is it a faux pas to do it beforehand?
To capture them? What do you mean?
Yeah, like the Handmaid's Tale. You know, you got your concubines. And
oh, that's that's
fair game because it's in the Bible. I'm just asking so I know what to expect.
And again, you know, for the listener, this is two brothers, middle-aged, trying to figure out what the fuck has happened. Like, I, you know, regardless of your opinion on abortion, reverting to a law that was in 1864, doesn't that seem, I don't know, like you're going backwards a bit?
Well, you know, the country kind of is, and I'm not talking in a good way.
I think that'll be the death of us as a country.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think honestly, the death of
us, you know what? I take that back. We shouldn't make lists. Before we do anything like that, we're going to have to get a bunch of cattle so we can trade for them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so disgusting.
If we're talking 1864, cause what was the conversion rate? Was it like two cows for a woman? Was that?
I think so, yeah. It's something fucking disgusting.
Man, that's
hideous.
Cows, apparently.
You know what I mean? Like, just the idea of it. I mean, yeah, we joke, but just
is there an exchange rate for cows and chickens?
I would imagine.
Is it based on weight?
I would imagine that there would be, well, maybe not weight, maybe it's productivity. So you know if it's a milk cow, you're going to get X amount of milk for a period of X amount of time. And then you know you can slaughter that cow and use it for X amount of meat for X amount of time. What is the egg to chicken breast ratio on that? I don't know, but I'm sure that it exists, or at least it did exist in some form or another. But like I said, I don't care. I honestly don't care what it is you're talking about. If you're going to revert back to a law of 1864 and go, no, this stands.
You know what? I got another question for you really quick. Would you rather fight one cow-sized duck or 10 duck-sized cows?
I'm going for the 10 duck-sized cows.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I'll tell you my thinking, okay?
I would go the same way.
I'm thinking that if I had a cow-sized duck that I had to fight, that beak is going to be a problem. And ducks can twist their heads back pretty far. So there's no real good approach.
Yeah, there's no hiding.
No.
You can't sneak up on it.
No. But 10 duck-sized cows, pretty sure I can take out with a couple of good kicks and maybe a driver.
I was really thinking of a good staff.
Oh, that would be even
just
more fun.
A pointy yeah. staff.
That'd be more fun.
Know, shish kebab.
Yeah. And then just hold them over to the fire and
you know, let's face it, cows generally are not very violent. I mean, they're just going to stand there.
Well, yeah, but when they're duck sized, even if they wanted to be violent, what are they going to do? Chew off your shoelace?
You know, I might not actually try to fight them. I might just try to train them.
Oh, now you're talking. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
But then you got to decide whether or not you're going to try to domesticate them, because now everyone's like, oh, they're so cute. You've got duck-sized cows. How can I get a duck-sized cow? And now you become a breeder.
That's the moment where I've trained my cow to attack. When they try to pick it up.
No, that's when you get the duck.
Oh, I see what you're saying here.
I mean, we still have the duck in the fucking background here. You get somebody fucking with you, you call out Daffy.
Get him, Donald!
Yeah, Daffy, get your ass in here.
Mm-hmm.
Let them take it out. This has been one of the most ridiculous episodes. I can't even believe it. Like, I didn't know where we were going with this. And I don't know where
we ever.
No, but I really didn't know where we were going with this.
We get a starting place, and we just go for a ride.
I think, I definitely hope, people appreciate the fact that this is more of a stream of stupid consciousness. Like I said, it's just, I'm in a position where on a daily basis, I read the news, or I watch the news, or I hear the news, and I'm like,
I'm taking crazy pills here.
How is this the world we're living in? Why are people worried about this or that? It just, you know, it's almost like we had too much confidence that the people who were interested in being in charge knew what they were doing. And then we found out that they had the same shitty education we did. And they don't know. You know what? Fucking anything.
If there's an apocalypse, do I have to dress differently?
You don't have to.
Should I get one of those robes or something? Maybe one of those silly hats?
No, but if the apocalypse does come, I think I'm going to dress up as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh.
There's a lot of comfort.
We have similar thoughts there.
There's a lot of comfort in that outfit, it would seem.
Everybody that would condemn you for being a cross-dresser in a dress would be gone.
But they'd be gone, yeah. But, you know, I think that you're dealing with, out of all the costumes in Hollywood, the Jedi dress code, and specifically Obi-Wan and Anakin, makes the most sense. You've got high boots because you never know when you're going to walk through some shit.
I got those.
You've got comfortable pants.
I've got those too.
Appears to have some ballroom. Everything mm-hmm. seems to be linen or a very comfortable fabric. You've got the sash
mm-hmm.
instead
mm-hmm.
of the belt. Who? I mean, and honestly, if you got the choice between a belt and a sash, I mean, come on. That's
would
a
sash uphold the weight of the saber?
Probably not. Maybe. Just ask. I don't know. I'm going to say yes. Just because I don't want to ruin my own fantasy.
Okay.
But more importantly, the hooded robe.
You get one of those little tassels so it goes over your wrist and you just hold on to it like a purse.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Something like that. Yeah. That's the question we'll end on. Aside from Star Wars. Aside from Star Wars. What movie costume would you wear during the apocalypse?
Oh, I'm just going to go with the mankini.
Mankini? That seems to be on brand for you. That doesn't...
If I have to suffer, everybody else will too.
Yeah, but what movie did you see that mankini in so that we have a reference?
Oh, you're trying to ruin it.
I said a movie costume.
Borat.
Borat? Okay. So you're going to go full Borat.
Okay. That'll be underneath the Star Wars Jedi robes. So if I have to go into battle, robes are coming off, and that's how I'm fighting.
All right. All right. Now I put myself in a position. Kind of thinking Mad Max. And then under Mad Max is my Jedi robes.
That's an interesting choice.
Well, it's interesting because I will be a hot, sweaty mess and I won't be able to move. But if I had a choice, I think I would have to go with, you know, the utility of Mad Max given the apocalyptic situation, but the comfort of the Jedi, because I think, literally, I do think that if I had to wear like a fucking costume, like you see these guys walking around with cowboy hats and cowboy boots, and I always giggle to myself because it seems ridiculous to me, especially if you're not in Texas. I mean, I'll let it go in Texas, okay? I'll let it go in Oklahoma. I'll let it go in Montana and Wyoming. Pretty much everywhere else, you don't get the pass. So if you're wearing the cowboy hat and the boots, to me you're just dressing up. You're dressing up in a Halloween costume.
If Trump gets elected, do you think they'll rename Montana Mantana?
Mantana.
And you'll be forced to talk like that.
I've got some stew cooking in the pot for you boys. All right. Well,
and no.
On that note, we're out.
And being 17.
Hookers and blow. Hookers and blow.
Gonna make a show with
the hookers and blow.